I have a really neat strategy for you today. I call it a bite majig. I made up the word, so you've never heard it before unless you've read one of my books or somebody who speaks has read one of my books or heard me speak. So here's what happened. I had this adorable little 2.5-year-old at my center, and he had big dark eyes, curly hair. He walked around the room with this little swagger like he owned the world. And several times a day, he chomped down on one or two or more kids. And the parents were complaining, and I knew I had to do something different. So I came up with this idea because I had noticed he was very oral. He loved chewy foods. He liked things in his mouth. If he could have had gum, he would have chewed that. So I went to the store and I got a chewy pet toy. I didn't want to get him a teething toy or he'd be, this was actually a teething toy for pets. It was a little frog. And the next day I gave it to him in the morning and I told him, this is a bite majig. And I got it just for you because I can tell sometimes you like biting somebody. And you know, in our classroom, there's a no biting rule, but you can bite the bite majig. So why don't you try it now? So he chomped down and he liked it. And so I said, you can carry it in your pocket or, and I was going to poke a hole in it. And he said, no, I'll carry it in my pocket. And I was going to put it around his wrist or on a necklace. He said, no, he put it in his pocket. And from then on, he bit down on the bite majig. In the beginning, he sometimes forgot, you know, and I would just gently remind him, not giving a whole lot of attention for the negative behavior. Well, anyhow, it worked. So have a great day, and you are a difference maker, so remember it. And P.S., we have 2 great seminars this weekend, one in Oklahoma City, another in St. Louis. And our website is just packed with training ideas for you. And some of the online webinars even have the whole topics devoted to biting. All right, have a great day.